Democratic and Republican.
We're going to go out and we will create more and better jobs. And we will be in a great state again.
The city council is considering whether to put a measure on the ballot.
I'm very concerned about our budget.
Governor Rick Snyder.
It's Wednesday, the morning we talk with Michigan Radio's senior news analyst Jack Lessenberry about what's going on in state politics. We know now that the agency in charge of Flint's drinking water made mistakes when the city switched to getting its drinking water from the Flint River. Now a formal investigation will take place. The state's Auditor General's office will look into it. Now, some are calling for the people responsible to lose their jobs. What is the right kind of response to something like this?
Well, far be it from me to say that people should be fired from their jobs, but in most cases they would be. The director of the Department of Environmental Quality, Dan Winant, in most cases probably would be fired or have already tendered his resignation, as would the press spokesman, Brad Werfel, both of them guilty of offering misleading information to the public. Werfel was sort of arrogant about it. It now turns out that the agency didn't even follow federal drinking water standards. It's quite a scandal, and as you say, the Auditor General is going to investigate. But one characteristic of Governor Snyder is he seems to be quite loyal. He doesn't like to fire people. You remember it took him a long time to finally fire Aramark, the world's worst prison food contractor, even when his closest aides were groaning, and it was a factor in his reelection. So all that's happened so far is one official, the one responsible for drinking water in homes, has been transferred within the agency, but that plainly doesn't satisfy people, and this is going to go on for some time.
The governor this week announced his plan for overhauling Detroit schools. It sets up a new authority, which will be appointed by the governor and Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan. The old DPS will only exist to collect taxes and pay down its massive debt. I know that you think this plan is unlikely to pass in the legislature. Why?
Well, the governor's been unable to get the Republican legislators to pass money to fix the roads, and he's now asking them to come up with, he says it's $715 million. I think it's more like $1 billion to help Detroit schools. These folks are not favorable toward Detroit, especially. They don't get any votes from Detroit. They're not from Detroit. It's sort of inconceivable to me that they'll come up with that money. Now, it may make good sense financially. The governor's a good numbers man. But the problem also is that while this sort of modeled on the GM bankruptcy, while it might well restore the school's finances, it doesn't do much about educating children.
What should be done about Detroit schools?
We need some kind of great comprehensive approach that looks at the needs of the students. And, of course, many of the students are from disadvantaged backgrounds. Some of them are from families who don't especially support education. And you have to figure out ways of addressing. That should be the top priority, I think, not sort of short-term expenses. If you don't have an educated workforce, if you don't have people who can function in today's society, it's all sort of a waste of money, and people have been fleeing the Detroit schools in droves. They have only about a fifth as many students as they had as recently as the late 1990s. So there's a big holistic problem folks need to look at.
And finally, state lawmakers have sent a bill to set basic standards for teacher evaluations to the governor. What do we know about the standards, and how will they affect teachers and kids?
They set up a more comprehensive program to find bad teachers and to sort of weed them out. But it also seems to me that this would require a whole nother level of bureaucracy. It's going to require people to spend a lot of time filling out forms and monitoring teachers and checking in little boxes. And you have to wonder, is there money for that? And to what extent does this take away from the mission of education?
All right, Jack, as always, thanks so much.
My pleasure.